Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Should the protesters in the Middle East look to the U.S. as a role model? In one sense, Hillary Clinton says, probably not.
Compared to Egypt, the United States is a very, very young country. 225 years, well, 7,000 years, you know, there's not much of a comparison.
So I guess the U.S. is just a youngster in the political world.
But we are the oldest democracy.
Ah, there we go. We're the adults where democracy is concerned. But wait, why can't one of the most mature democracies in the world reach a compromise without shutting down the government?
I expect an answer in the morning.
The president tells the oldest democracy to grow up. We're not setting a very good example for the other countries. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, April 8th. John Hockenberry is on assignment today. I'm here with you all day long, and we will be checking in with Todd Zwillick throughout the day on the government shutdown. But in the meantime, let's talk about that at the top of the news. This is the last day for Republicans and Democrats to reach a budget deal. Congress has as hours to avert a government shutdown. The clock is ticking. Jeffrey Zients of the Office of Management and Budget says federal agencies have drawn up detailed shutdown contingency plans.
We still hope that we do not have to execute the plans, but we are prepared to implement if necessary.
Congressional leaders met with President Obama for yet another 90-minute budget session last night. They left the White House without any breakthroughs, though. Joining us now is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd. Negotiations ran through the night, but we emerged with still no deal.
Well, the leaders, John Boehner and Harry Reid, emerged last night with still no deal. The president came down to the briefing room. We were in the briefing room for that statement, for that cut you heard from the president saying he expects an answer this morning. The machinery of a shutdown, he said, has already begun to be put in motion because they have to be prepared. So that left Hill staffers to be negotiating overnight. There's about the difference right now on money is about $34 billion versus $9 billion, Democrat versus Republicans. And of course, Celeste, the issue of Planned Parenthood and abortion. That's one that's separating them. We don't know if there's any gap to be bridged on that issue, but we will know by midnight tonight.
And we will, or we'll get a government shutdown. Hey, Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, stay with us. We're going to be checking back in with you throughout the morning long. And of course, you have your Twitter feeds still going, right?
I do.
Keeping us updated.
Outside the meetings, twittering.
Tweeting. Todd. That's how you say it. Come on.
Tweeting.
21st
you.
Century, man. All right. The Congress is still working on other things, though, besides the budget. The Senate Armed Service Committee heard a testimony from Army General Carter Ham about the conflict in Libya yesterday. He says fighting between pro-Gaddafi forces and rebels is also at a stalemate, much like our budget. Meanwhile, NATO acknowledged that an airstrike near Ajdabiya that killed several rebels yesterday. They stopped short of accepting blame for death, though. The Rear Admiral Russ Harding, who's the deputy commander of NATO's operation, says the NATO was unaware that rebels had begun using tanks. In the Ivory Coast, a United Nations official says more than 100 bodies have been found in the past 24 hours. With an emerging humanitarian crisis, internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara has urged the European Union to lift sanctions on the country. Incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is still hiding out in a bunker beneath the presidential residence. And this morning, a new leader in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race that we talked to you about yesterday, the conservative Waukesha County corrected its vote count. And now incumbent Justice David Prosser has an unofficial lead of about 7,500 votes. Asian markets and European indices are up, and futures are up quite a bit. The Dow will start at 12,409, the S&P at 1,333, the NASDAQ at 2796. Well, there is a pro-democracy wave passing through the Middle East and North Africa, but they're looking to the United States to see how democracy is not working at this point. Are we setting a bad example? We're going to speak with two former senators about that. And we're also going to look at the idea of freedom of the press and how that is turning out in Egypt with our own Brooke Gladstone from WNYC's On the Media. Stay with us.